You all been trying so long to keep it together. But how do you become when trying to keep it together? Then you become titan. No, in all different ways I'm trying to tickle you, to make you laugh, to shock you, to push you, to kiss you, to love you, to wake you up. But the habit of keeping yourself together is very ancient. So before you become conscious that, no, I want to wake up, then it won't help. Even when I manage for a short time here. Where's Aishani? Beloved Babaji, after all this beauty, this love, trust, and so lovely moments of opening, it suddenly stopped. I could not go deeper. I met a great protection, a control. Yes, that's why I'm trying to always push you deeper. Because what will happen if you went deeper? You will disappear then. You will be free then. This is the mechanism you have to face. First, I have to make you some open, or then that openness, that trust, that love will manage to take you deeper. Then when you come closer and closer to the abyss, then you get deeper fears, no? I could not go deeper. No, that's when I'm there. I just give you a little push. Then you go. I met a great protection, a control, would not let me go. I felt this control, controlling some old fear. I start to feel this energy of control, and the whole body start to shake. It was strong, and I did not manage to pass through it. I gave up. That you will not manage because you are the one who is afraid. The one who is afraid when you meet danger, you want to escape. Because if you go on, then this I will disappear. That is the let go I'm talking about. That is the surrender. That is the understanding, the acceptance. Next morning, I woke up with a lot of anxiety in the body. I suddenly felt it was coming under the control again. Yeah, and I also have told all of you that this is going to be worse and worse, because now you have felt how it is to be in a let go. You have felt how it is to be peaceful, at ease, in tune. Then again, when you become under this tension, this control, it will feel much worse. That's what you have to recognize. So you consciously have to let go. In the beginning, with me, it happens by itself because of my energy. Then it happens. But you have to see your whole mechanism. That is what is called self-knowledge, knowing oneself. You have to study how this control works, how this mind works, how this old fear is holding you back. I met an energy, a little child, so shocked, so afraid, so stiff. The energy was totally still, no movement at all. I saw a picture of a little body lying in the fetal position. I just lay there and felt it. I felt it was not one. I was not one with this energy. There was some distance. Yes. This little child, so shocked, so stiff, so afraid, this is the energy that maybe many people have in them, no? That they don't dare to come out. Even though they are stiff, they are afraid, they are frozen, it's more safe. Because you are in the cave. Lazarus, come out. That is more safe. So that's how many people, most people live. They have never faced their fears, their stiffness, their shocks. That is challenging. And the ego doesn't want any challenge. It wants to be in control. Everything is fine. The body got warm and I felt a huge pain in the lower back and I got dizzy. I asked you for help to warm up this energy and to give this little child some love. Suddenly I felt that I have this love to give to her and then I started to cry. It really felt good. I feel that I have been running from this fear my whole life. And I'm glad the door started opening. It is a beginning of the healing, to start the healing. That's what I'm trying to show you, Ashani, to show everybody that you have only forgotten this love, this peace. When you go deeper, then you realize you are not that fear. You are love, you are peace. That is the only love, is the ultimate healer. And when you find that you are love, then you are ultimately healed. Before, you were only identified with the fear. If there is fear, then no love. So, that's another way you can say it. In India, they have this ancient saying, "Oh Guru, oh Master, please lead me from darkness to light." You could also say, "Please lead me from fear to love." We have forgotten, you got stuck, identified with the fear, with the stiffness, with your little helpless, afraid child. No, that is not the situation anymore. You are a grown-up, you understand things, you live a totally different life. Even though this is so deep, you have to see this and let it go. It is a beginning to start the healing. In the last satsang, I also felt this dizziness. I really had a hard time in this satsang, and also a lovely time. Many times I felt for running away. It was so strong. I felt in some moments that I should die. After this calmed down, I opened up again. And I felt your love and trust. But after a while, again, I was scared. And so it went the whole satsang. This is the fight between the heart and the head, between ego and love, between pain, identification, and freedom. So that is what satsang does. You come in close, you have to face yourself. Then you're seeing this, the battle is not out there between good and evil. It's in you. Heaven and hell is in you. That is the possibility. Unconscious, you live in hell, in tension. Conscious, you live in heaven, in peace. It's in you. So this battle have to be seen. And you consciously have to make a choice that is enough. You know that tension, you know that fear, no, you had enough. That is the trust, and only the trust and the love will make you courageous enough to go out of it. I felt a deep pull to share this, and I have tried so many things in life, but it seems when I have trust and love, then only is possible to open up and to heal the wounds. Thank you so much, shaky and grateful, Aishani. But you will also see, whatever you have tried in life, it doesn't help. Only this helps. And most people, they never come to it. Because no therapy, no psychodrama, no nothing can take you there. That the therapy hasn't come to that point. All therapists in the West, they deal with the mind. And the health, the healing is beyond the mind. One step and you are out of it. And that you have tasted. Many times it happens. You step out of it. Then it's really painful to go back again. I have tried so many things in life. Yeah, and all these things in life can go on and on and on, and it can also be just an excuse not to face oneself on a deeper level. Because the life has millions of things. So many interesting things to explore, to become, to do, to grow. But it's the same drama, it's the same bugger that's trying to grow. That bugger who is your identification with I, that has to go. Then is peace. And that you cannot do. Only trust and love and surrender and acceptance and let go can do that. And it's not in your hands. You just have to prepare the ground so this grace, this miracle can happen. That's what everybody can do. They can prepare the ground. Then wait. So there is a time for doing and there is a time for non-doing. The worst is the people who haven't started doing and they just sit and wait. Reading the holy books. It seems when I have trust and love, then is possible to open up and heal the wounds. That's exactly how it is, and only with love and with trust. Because when you have love and your trust, then you can let go. Because you have love. What can harm you then? If you don't have love, then there is no trust. There will always be fear instead to let go. What will happen? When you have love, then it makes you courageous. When love has awakened in you, then you are courageous to go into the unknown. And not only going, but dancing into the unknown. That's what I'm trying to remind you. This is the possibility. That is what the Master is there for. So you remember that you have this courage to come back to your own heart, your trust, your love. Where's Ayman? No, it's good, no, Ayman, you're right. You're one of those who are very quiet, no? Lazarus, come out. For some time, I have been trying to let the things inside of me be cooked by themselves. It won't happen, Ayman. Because you yourself don't want to get cooked. You have to have a cook. You have to have a cook to get cooked. And if you have trust in the cook, if you love the cook, then the cooking is easy. And the living is easy. Summertime. And if you don't love the cook, then it will be terrible. Don't chop me up. Don't cook me. You won't cook yourself. It's a trick of the mind to cook yourself. That's what many people, even in the spiritual so-called business, I don't need a master. I can cook myself. I have seen those people, they're sitting their whole life, 70 years cooking, nothing much, not even any good flavor. You have to learn from the cook. I didn't want to share this with you, thinking that you don't need more heavy things to deal with. This is also an excuse. I love to deal with heavy things. The more heavy, the better. Show me, please, show me what can be really heavy. Heavy, I'm talking heavy duty. Give me the most heavy you can offer. And I will destroy it. It's a promise. Please, show me. And not just little heavy. Really, the ultimate heavy you can bring. Show it to me, I will kill it. Then you are free of it. You want to protect me? It's a game of the mind. The ego doesn't want to show itself. It's true, I don't need it. But what can I do? I'm sitting here. Here I'm sitting. I'm not sitting there. What happened? I don't know how it happened, but that's the fact. I'm looking only at the facts. This is the situation. Okay, this is the situation. Inshallah. I accept. And then you showed me the game. And now I can't and I don't want to hide behind beautiful words anymore. Yes, it won't help you now. No, this takes time also. People, they have different reasons to hide. It is time to expose and to be naked. The truth is that I don't know what happens with me, Baba. Yes, that is the beginning. Up till now, maybe you thought you knew. Now you start loosening up. Your own intelligence comes to a point where you see it doesn't work anymore. I don't know. That is shocking. Again, that is the first taste of real trust now. This is where sannyas, a disciplehood, should start. I don't know. I want to learn. I want to drink. I'm open. Up to that point, disciplehood is just a dream. You can say, but you don't know, because you have to be available. When you think you know, you cannot learn. So it is always time to expose. To be naked is your choice, it's a little chilly. But if you're that type, okay. Just be careful if there's children around. Baba, it touches me deeply when you talk about Buddha, Shiva, Krishna. I cry seeing this beautiful devotion of Krishna Das for his master, or just watching Dipani preparing your food. Yes, this Krishna Das, Dipani, they have found something that touched them, no? And to see somebody who is devoted is see somebody who is full of grace. They functioning out of love. Because only that devotion, that surrender, it brings peace. Because now you know more to life than what you thought was important. That is the let go. When you let go, then something bigger can open up. And this is what humanity have lost. Connection with something higher. Connection with something divine. Connection with the truth. That only happens in devotion, in surrender, in love. That gives meaning, a higher meaning to life. Then it doesn't matter what you do. You can make food, you can play music, you can sing, you can make the garden, you can clean, you can paint, you can sit silently. Doesn't matter. No, everything is transformed when that devotion is there. So, of course, now you are here, you are going there. You are attracted to it. You can recognize that this is beautiful, it's very touching. Since I was a teenager, I can remember this strong devotion for the earth and this deep longing for the sky. This longing to come back home. When I search for this devotion in the connection with you, I get stuck, Baba. Something inside me doesn't manage to surrender. Yes, that something has to go. That something is you. And to get stuck is always an escape thing. So it's the same thing. The devotions or the Sufis or the Bhaktis or the ones of the heart, they call this devotion, surrender, love. Then it becomes manifested like that. The people of Zen, Vedanta, the path of meditation, they call it freedom, no? It's the same thing, but there's two different approaches. So, if you do it alone, which is much more hard, then it's not so easy to surrender, because you are identified with you, and then you see even the master as somebody. When you surrender to something bigger. is not the physical, what does the master need? Nothing. I don't need you. I don't need anybody. So that also depending on what path you are on or how you're functioning. You have different people. People are more in the head. They understand something. If they are more in the heart, they understand another way. And of course, everybody is also mixed. From being totally approaching from the head to the will power, which is what I call the yogis. But they also have to surrender. The surrender, it doesn't matter who or what you surrender to. This is the surrender that is the door. If you can surrender to the earth, to the sky, fine. But it's very difficult because the earth and the Mother Earth, it won't push you. It cannot talk to you. You don't understand it. When you surrender, then you understand. I know myself because I know the path of yoga, of Shiva, and I know the path of devotion, of love, of celebration. When I was first in India, I didn't know about my master. I never heard about him. I have heard about Himalayas, and I had such a pull to the Himalayas. That's why I went there. I had to go to the Himalayas. I had no idea. I found myself in Delhi, and I don't know where to get to these Himalayas. It's not like now. How can I get transported up to the Himalayas? Himalayas is very long. It's all the way from Pakistan to China, to Bhutan. Then when I was on my way to the bus station, where's the bus station? Then I come by some pictures. In the India, they have these beautiful big posters. Like, I know I'm telling you about Krishna, Shiva, Buddha. All these pictures they have on the sidewalk. Poor man is selling his poster of the gods and the goddesses. Then I see this picture of Shiva, of Hanuman, of Krishna. And I get totally dizzy. Oh my God, what is happening? Even that thought wasn't there. I was just like that. And then my eyes close, and then I see this picture of Hanuman, he opens his chest like that. Then Baba just collapsed on the sidewalk. That sweet man who's selling posters, what happened? Totally pudding. Don't know. And I know that feeling. Inside, I knew that feeling. No, I was home now. Like that. That's how it is. So, this is something many people, because this Shiva, Krishna, Buddha, they have been around for a long time now. So it's in the unconscious of almost everybody. Jesus, all these things, Allah. It touches me deeply when you talk about Buddha, Shiva, Krishna. And I cry seeing the beautiful devotion of Krishna Das for his master, or just watching Dipani preparing your food. Yes. That means this is there in you, but you are afraid of it also. You are attracted and you are afraid because you will collapse. You will collapse. And when you collapse, then who are you? Then you have nothing to hold on to then. Then, when I search for this devotion in the connection with you, I get stuck. Something inside me doesn't manage to surrender. You cannot surrender, I remind you again and again, it happens. I didn't surrender when it happened there, something got recognized. Then also, existence prepared me many times. I got bitten by a scorpion. I was 100% sure I was going to die. But in some mysterious ways, I didn't die. 3 days I had very high fever. I managed to come back. But then I also surrendered. I gave up. I accepted that. Then when you accept that, then there is peace. That is surrender. There is peace. Then when I came to my master, then he told me, "No, it's good you are here. You don't need to travel anymore." I was prepared then. I knew. Then I surrendered. Then he had very easy job with me. Very happy he was. Very happy. When I came to Papaji, even more happy. He said, "Come, my boy." First day I came to Satsang, he took me to his home. Nothing in between. So, then, if not, then you get stuck. The heart cannot open and the trust is not total and the feeling of separation appears. Desire, dreams, old friends on the journey. The old package comes up between your love and my heart. Yes. So this you have to feel, no? That is part of the program, it seems like. For many people, you have to go through this. And it has to be painful, because now you know that there's more. You can have an open heart. Then it's painful to have a closed heart. Whatever way that comes. I'm not asking you to surrender. But if you surrender, then I will do the rest. Like Krishna said, like Jesus said, like Osho said, like Ramana Maharshi said. It's the easiest way, but you cannot do it. Then how to do it? That is the ultimate koan. It happens. I can see clearly my situation, beloved, and I need your help. Yes, that is the first, to ask for help, no? Then you are not so arrogant when you ask for help. Whenever this attitude of I is there, then you have a wall between you and reality. This wall has to go down. It's nothing you can do. It's a happening. It's an insight. This I attitude is the barrier to your own heart. You cannot surrender. It's something else. It's your own heart that surrender. When that gets touched, then in spite of you, you surrender. In spite of that person walking in the street in Delhi, he collapses. That person doesn't want to collapse. But collapse happens. Melting happens. That's how it is.
Sometimes I just feel like this man who goes on traveling all over the universe
in the search for God, and when he finds the door, he doesn't manage to open it. Thank you, Baba, with all my love, Ayman. This is how it is, Ayman. It's exactly like that. People say, and they have stories like that also. You're searching for God, you're running all over the universe, and then one fine day, you see by surprise, the temple of God is there. You know God is inside that temple. Then you get all shaky. And very quiet, you go up the steps. This is almost too much. Then you see the door is open. Then you look in. But then you think, wow, what will happen now? Then before you know it, you go backward, down the steps, holding your breath, and run away. It can only happen when it happens. It is beyond your doing. That is why, now you see this, you're starting to see this game, and that's what satsang is doing. Wherever level or state you are in your progress, in your evolution, I will work on you. Slowly, slowly, you start seeing things, you start understanding, you start feeling, you start realizing. Then this let go happens more and more. Akash also wrote me, he didn't know, he said he doesn't know anything about this devotionally stuff. But he's so happy, he's been chopping vegetables the whole retreat, and he could sit there forever now, just chopping vegetables. Something is happening so beautifully. It's not about the words. It doesn't matter if you understand it or not. It's something else that is happening. You just feel good. That is the sign. You feel at home. You feel at peace. That is the science. Whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. So this is the thing. Wherever you are there, there is the barrier to your own heart. And then becoming aware of this, that this is a barrier, that you are in a prison, then you can start consciously doing something about it. This is not the heavy thing to bring to me, Ayman. I'm dealing with this all the time. This is what I'm dealing with. And if I'm not dealing with that, I will be more than happy just to sit in silence, which... So this that you feel, Buddhas and Krishnas and Shivas and Jesus and all this, this is very normal also at a stage, because that feels very safe. You can dream about your connection and your dream with some non-entities and some masters that have left the body. But when you meet the real master, then you don't feel the connection. It means that in your dream you have the connection. But in reality you are not there. You are not in the real. Because the real will shock you. When you think that, oh, Buddha, I have total, Shiva, I have total connection with. I remember one disciple of Osho, she came to Pune. And she said, I've been dreaming about you so long now. And now when I'm here, I don't feel so open for you. What is happening? This is this thing. No, you have created your own dreams. But you are not ready to face the reality of where you are. All dreams have to go. Only then there can be peace. And dreams, they cannot be dropped. How can you drop the dream if you are in the dream? The master is there to wake you up, to shake you up, to say, hey, tutu, my sweet child, it's time to wake up now. It's a beautiful day and we're going on a picnic. Or whatever can get you interested. Oh, we're going on a picnic. That sounds interesting. And then the child loves the daddy. Then he's exciting. No, he doesn't know what kind of journey he's going to go on. He doesn't even ask. He just wants to go on a picnic, on a camping. Then maybe it's a very hard road, hard mountain path. But that he doesn't ask about because there is trust, there is love. Oh, daddy, you woke me up. First I was a little grumpy. I didn't want to. It was nice under the duvet. You don't tell the daddy that I didn't want to disturb you to come for a trip. It is the daddy who wants to go on a trip. The question is, are you ready to come? That's the question. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to wake up? This is how it is. The ego, the dreams can never have that connection. It's impossible. You have to do your work to become aware, to see the situation, to understand, to fall in tune on a deeper level. Beyond your dreams, beyond your mind, beyond yourself. Like that. Beloved Swa, this is great. Yeah, this is great. So good to be here, to feel this life, this beautiful place, to feel you and to feel myself. Insights are coming. Simple things, but with a different depth, more real. I start to see I must embrace all sides of myself, and that of course includes parts of me I don't like and have a tendency to try to hide, at least from myself. But it feels that it's exactly these dark sides I need to recognize and accept, it as being there, so I can start to find peace. Yes, Ram, this is just what we were talking about. It takes time. No, look, my dear Ayman, Ram is saying, after so long he's been with me, no? It takes time where you're consciously starting, I want to know. It's much easier to focus on the bright side of the road, on the light, on the happiness, and put the unconscious under your bed, under the carpet. But you have to deal with it. There's no way around. And that is the hard thing for the master also. He has to show you the dark things, not only the light things, but the darkness. So you get the courage to look at it. You have to study yourself. That can only come from more awareness. Nobody wants to look at themselves. Everybody is looking at everybody else. Or this is saying so, and this is doing so, and that one is stupid. Oh, that one is no good. Oh, that one is pretty. That one is ugly. Da 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 da. Oh, this one did that to us. Oh yeah, I remember he said that about me 7 years ago. It's terrible. Blah 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 blah. Nobody wants to look at themselves. So this happens when it happens. No, again, Ram, like everybody has been here, sinking deeper and deeper into this soup. And no, good flavors are coming, good insights. That's good. Good morning, Ram. Anyway, I would like to share something. I wrote after a blissful sitting this retreat, going in, looking inside, who claims to be this person? No answers, just an empty space. Life is so beautiful without a mind. This master is the miracle. So blessed to have you. I love you, Ram. It is the miracle. The master makes the impossible possible. This is how it is in every retreat. No, people are coming really back, going in, waking up slowly. Aimans and Jaitangs and Sugandhis and Tangams and Vimals and whoever it is. Even Sujan start waking up now. Ashish and Eshals and Dhammamitras and Gitas and what to say about the Sicilian mafia, I don't know. Ram. That's what I'm trying to remind you again and again. It's so beautiful, it's such a miracle. Just let go of this mind. Where's your hat today? Can you put it on? For me? So since you start waking up so good now, and it's so good to sit there without the mind, let's just sit there, go on then. So hard work to get you a little awake. No, we should just go on another month now. Happy with the results. Very good. No, it's good, it's not rain, no? No, the nice weather starts. Full summer from tomorrow, no? We just go on then. You say, my dear Lily, when I arrived here in Dhamma Mountain last Monday, I was so happy to finally be here again. Yes. The heart feels it when it comes to the right place, no? You just get so excited. You just want to dance, don't you? And even though it was already 1 o'clock in the morning, I just wanted to go running off and explore the forest. But then I felt that Dad probably needed some help with unloading the car. But he's a big boy, he can take care. Don't be so proper. Just next time, just run. And Mada, he will understand. I have trained him good now. He's not so tight as he used to be. Now, seeing the weather, I'm laughing at the number of pairs of shorts that I brought, which probably added to considerable weight to my suitcase. But I'm sure I can use them somehow. Yeah, you can use them on top of your pants. It is so great to be able to take part in this retreat and not to have to leave before the end to do the meditation and feel the amazing energy. Thank you for giving me this beautiful experience. I'm so content to sit here in silence with you. Much love, Lily. Yeah, because you are my Lily. P.S. I wrote the poem that I wanted to share with you. A gentle wind rustles through the leaves, but only the trees understand what it whispers. A single pebble lies untouched upon the ground, but only an ant can sense the excitement of a mountain adventure. A rocky slope towers high above the rest, but only a waterfall can take the drop at such a speed. A solitary flower stands alone among the dust, but only the bees and the butterflies truly appreciate its gift. But I know how it feels to sit in silence within this magic of this forest, and that is more than good enough for me. And how good it was if it had been good enough for everybody. Just so simple things. Beloved Babaji, I'm feeling very happy and grateful for participating in this retreat. It is very intense and fulfilling. I feel I am being taken care of by angels. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In love, Abdul Shahid. You know, Shahid, the angels, they'll take care of angels. Angels doesn't take care of bad people. Angels, they find those people on the earth that can be taken care of. That is angels, good people. You're a good man. I'm very happy you came. This is a totally new life now that has started for you. You know, I'm going to take you out of that little place, the Porto Alegre situation. I'm going to show you all the beauty outside and inside. Then the angels will take care. Very good, Abdul. I know it's been very intense and fulfilling. You just receive this feeling of being taken care of. That's the whole secret. Because when you feel you are taken care of, then you relax. You feel at home. You are loved. No, Darshan, you're so quiet now. You enjoy the silence? You have it in you, you know. I just had to get all these spiritual ideas out of your head. You see how good it is now? But still, you had to write some letters, but it's okay, even though they are very heavy, like Ayman's. We're just having fun. Beloved Master Swaha, I have a little more to share with you. Buddha said once that the truth is everywhere the same. When you go to the ocean, it tastes all salty. I can see that enlightenment cannot be owned by anyone because enlightenment is impersonal. There is no lower enlightenment or higher enlightenment. All enlightenment is the same. The purpose of enlightenment or the truth is to dissolve the ego, to destroy the ego. Osho says that enlightenment is like wine. When the wine gets older, it tastes better. And I say, but if you drink too much wine, it doesn't matter if it's new or old. You will anyway get always drunk. Can you say something about this? Words of wisdom. From Darshan. I also can call you Shan. Darshan. Mr. Shan from the Wuwei Mountain. Osho says that enlightenment is like wine. When the wine gets older, it tastes better. And I say, but if you drink too much wine, it doesn't matter if it's new or old. You will always get drunk. Yes, both is true. But enlightenment is not the end. Enlightenment is the end of suffering. I was saying that for a whole year. Maybe it was almost the only thing I said. I said there is an end to suffering. But there is no end to this bliss. There's an end to darkness, but there is no end to this light. So, enlightenment means end to the old. But it's not like it's that's it. So it is true what Osho says. Wine gets older, it tastes better. Because when it happens, it's so new you don't even know that you have wine. It takes time. So this maturing, because whatever body, mind, this enlightenment has happened, it has to learn to functioning with it. The enlightenment doesn't change, but the way of its expression change. You understand? Because it's new, just like a little boy, like a little child. First he's all wobbly, and he's like, gaga. Then after a few years he can speak some sentence. Then when he's 10 years old he can speak. Then maybe that boy one day becomes a professor. It's just the art of how to present things, how to talk about things, no? So it's like that. And Osho, in the beginning, he talked so beautifully. He had gatherings with maybe 50,000 people, big stadiums in India. He was such an immense talker. And anybody who has read his books sees how beautifully he could talk. He mesmerized people. And the way he talked, he is so clever. He had trained to use that side, that capacity. He was a debate master. Nobody could win over him in any debate, any talking. Then you have other master, Ramana Maharshi. What could he say? It was very intimate. He could never, can you imagine Ramana Maharshi sitting on a stadium with 50,000 people, Indians, in New Delhi or Bombay? This is different. Enlightenment is beyond any language, any expression. It's an inner realization. But how it comes out is different. And then, of course, that also can become better by the way it is expressed. Osho managed to hook so many people. He talked so beautiful, and people were in India was amazed. He talked about Krishna, about Shiva, about Mahavir, about Buddha, and more beautiful than anybody, more beautiful than the Bhagavad Gita. And that's how it is when you're enlightened. Then you understand, it's your own experience. He doesn't talk about Krishna, he becomes Krishna. So it's a much more powerful expression. When you're enlightened, then you recognize all these experiences. It's not a dream, it's your reality. That's why many times when I read you a poem from Hafiz or from Rumi or something from Buddha, then I change it myself as a, because I see that the person who have translated this from Persian to English or from Chinese or from Indian to English, they don't have this experience. They are good translators, but they don't have the experience. They are missing out. So don't automatically, I have to change, because I know what Buddha wants to say. Or what Rumi wants to say. It's like that. It's your own experience then. So, in the beginning, Osho mesmerized the whole country the way he was talking. But then when he got his own people, he also realized that this is not for the masses. They don't change. I'm entertaining them. 50,000 people he entertains with story about Krishna. But none of them has any oomph. They don't want to be transformed. Then he stopped all that. Then he made his own little place. And then he said, it's amazing, all these hundreds of thousands of Indians that has been coming and listening for me, for years, they disappeared. No, it was 90% Westerners. Because they had left everything at home. They had already left all their possession. So this was a totally new thing. And they were open to new thoughts. They wasn't stuck in the way how a wise man, how an enlightened guru should behave, which he totally destroyed. So then he didn't, after slowly, he became more and more outrageous. When you see at the beginning, when he talks about Krishna or Shiva or Buddha, it's very beautiful. But the more and more it was his people, only his people, that was totally devoted, surrendering to him, then he can be much more outrageous. It wasn't for the masses, even though they made books out of it. Because the disciple then he saw could stomach much more of the truth. It doesn't need to put so much sugar coating around it. So this is my own experience. The more and more intimate, the more and more you are coming to yourself, the more and more direct the master can be. The more and more truthful. Because you are in tune, it doesn't matter what he talks about. If he had talked these dirty jokes when he had 50,000 Indians, they would stone him. But when he had only us, we laughed. Who cares? It was something else happening. So that's how it is. He can be more and more in the moment. He wasn't there to suit your needs. You were already in tune then. That's the difference. So that is the essence of the wine or enlightenment is the same, but the way it is presented, that is different, depending on that body mind that enlightenment has happened to. That's why so many different expressions of the truth. The problem is that the so-called follower, they get stuck on that. So the Buddhists get stuck on something, the Christians on something, the Hindus on something. But that maybe worked for that master. It doesn't work for the masses. It's not for the masses. You need a master then to show you your problem, your obstacle. That is where it's helpful. When you have a dead master, you can imagine that you are totally in tune, but it's your own mind. Then you write, "This will, beloved Master Swaha, this will be my last letter of this retreat. Then we can relax." I relax all the time. It doesn't depend on you, Darshan, if we can relax or not. Poor Darshan is thinking, I'm such a headache. No, it's the last letter. Then I will be quiet. And the worst thing is that it's not his last letter. So that means you haven't really relaxed. "I got an insight about life. You said in the East the world is Maya, illusion. And you said also that everything is divine, beauty, love and God. It seems that it is a contradiction. I realize that life is a paradox. Like Osho said, both are true. Yes, both is true depending on where you are. Life is an illusion if you identified with the mind. That is what the masters have mean. This is not the illusion. This is the physical reality. Life is an illusion if you live in the mind, because then you are separate from the whole. Like Buddha says, life is suffering. Life is suffering if you are identified with your ego. But there, he said also, there is a way out. Coming back again. Then he said, let me tell you, if you are interested, I will tell you how to get out of suffering. Then the whole teaching starts. No, if you are out of suffering, if you are out of illusion, of Maya, then there is no more illusion, and then is reality. Then life is not suffering. Life is bliss. Life is consciousness. You follow. That what you said, that the East, the world, is Maya. Not only in the East, everything is an illusion if you are separate. You are not in tune. Maya means that you are identified with the ego, the mind. Then you are very shallow, you don't see the whole. Then is where this life is illusion. You're living in a dream. You are asleep. And then you say, and you also said that everything is divine, beauty, love, and God. Yes, that's when you wake up from the illusion. So, it's a paradox, but it's not a paradox. It just depends where you are. If you are asleep, then it's suffering. Because when you are asleep, sleepwalker does stupid things. Create a lot of problems for yourself and for everybody around. If you are conscious, then you don't make any problem. In fact, then you can help people. So it's not paradox. That is why the mind can never find the truth or figure out what is truth. Now I see the hopelessness of the mystics. They have to contradict themselves each time again and again, because the truth cannot be explained in words. Words are not capable to express the truth. Thank you for your patience and compassion. Much love, your disciple Darshan. Yes. This is the dilemma of the mystics, and they try every way they can. But the amazing thing is that even through the words, something from the beyond words get out. Because they're coming from a place of no mind, beyond words. Ordinary people only talk from the mind. No, beloved Master Swaha, I'm back again. This is just like I told you about the scorpion. When can I kill you? Once and for all. And you say you like to sit silent. Sit silent. But we enjoy. Look, they all enjoy. So that's no problem, Darshan. I'm back again. I heard another guy say that, I will be back. Because of the last letter, I feel to be in a very vulnerable state now. So vulnerable. You're feeling very vulnerable now, Darshan. I realize that I don't know. You don't know. That's very sad. Nothing is sure anymore. Nothing is sure. My God, what are we going to do then? It's not safe to go anywhere. You just have to be here now with me, Darshan. I don't know what will happen. No, nobody knows. And without trust, without understanding, it's scary. That's why people are stuck. They don't want change. But from your true intelligence, then you want change to happen. That is adventure. I don't know what will happen. Who cares what will happen? You surrender to life. Life will take care. No, look, life has to take you up to this point. What have you done? What have you done? Relax. Baba says relax. Life takes care. The only thing that know that you, that identification with you start getting more blurry. Then, you've never been in control, but you thought. Relax into life. Like you said, life is in security. The only thing that I know for sure is that you are my master. And you will always be my master. If you have that, if you have a master, then the Buddha says that's the greatest blessing. What more do you need? In this world, people have everything. Without themselves, without the master, without truth. And that's what you have to come to. You are ready to stake everything for truth. For the master, then everything is possible. So I surrender to you. You are and I am not. No, I listen to you, only to you. Thy will be done. That makes it much more easy for you, Darshan, because now you are in tune and you know you have been listening to all kinds of crackpots. Which for many is part of the journey, nothing wrong with it. But so good when you just focus to one, fall in tune with one. It's like some people, you know, you in the old days you had the radio and you had to do like this, and then you had this needle, no? That has to find the station. And then when it was bad connection, like that, and then it comes. And then do 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 do. Nice music. Then good. If you have one station that you like, you forget all the other 1,000 stations. No, like I have my favorite station. But some people haven't figured that out. So even if it's nice, best music, you know it's there. You have to go. You always have people like that. Or the same with the TV, you know. Some people, it's like, they say, click, 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 click. They have no idea. They say, they're having fun. If somebody knows, you know, my cat from hell, boom. You focus on that, you know. Animal Planet, boing. And you're happy, you know. 1,000 channels, who cares? But many people eat it. Then the whole family goes crazy. God, when is this guy going to stop? Tang, 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 tang. That's how the mind is. Till you find something, no, I love this. I love this. No, you find. What do you say about the master? It is beyond everything. When you find that, relax. In love, devotion, gratitude. Your disciple and devotee, Darshan. Very good. Now you have a taste from disciple to devotee. I will read you what Osho said. the master has a perception, his own experience. He does not know about God. He knows God. He is God. When you know about, you remain different from the knowledge, separate from the knowledge. When you know God, then the knower and the known becomes one. The master is divine. He has not known God as a separate entity. He has recognized God in his own innermost core, not as the known, but as the knower, as the witness of all. He has true being. Being cannot be learned. Knowledge can be learned. Being has only to be drunk. This is satsang. The disciple drinks, the master is like alcohol. Now we're back to the old wine. The master is like alcohol. The disciple becomes more and more drunk. More and more and more drunk. The disciple slowly, slowly abandons himself completely. He forgets all about himself. In that forgetfulness, he remembers for the first time who he is. In that forgetfulness about himself, he remembers for the first time who he is. Because that which was forgotten was only the personality. And now, for the first time, arises the essence, the soul, the being. In the East, for thousands and thousands of years, this special phenomenon has been in existence. The disciple just sits by the side of the master, just relaxing, imbibing, just being close to the master is enough. Slowly, slowly, just pulsating with him, falling in tune, vibrating with him, swaying with him, just to have a dance with his being, to feel his presence, his essence. This is not communication, this is communion. Sometimes silence may be used. They are also devices. Sometimes singing, sometimes dancing, sometimes talking. But that which is important is something so mysterious that no word can contain it. The very look of the master's eyes in your eyes, the very touch of his being, the very touch of his presence is enough. It's enough sometime. Something that is fast asleep in you is start waking up. If you are available to the master's touch, to his look, to his energy, then the master awakens you. His only message conveyed through words, through silence, through love, is simply one thing. Wake up, wake up. Om Shanti. Everything that the master does, it's just trying to make you more alive, more fresh, more awake, to ignite something that has been asleep in so many different ways
Namo.
He's trying only this to wake you up.
Namo.
And blessed are those who wakes up.
Anjaninan. Jaya Ram, Jaya Hanuman. Jaya Ram, Jaya Hanuman. Jaya Ram, Jaya Hanuman. Jaya Ram, Jaya. Sankatam Ochan Rupanita.